Hi, this is Kashish. Welcome to a new episode of Business Odyssey.
Hi, I'm Lakshmi, based out in Bangalore, India.
Hello, I'm Laura, curious by nature. Today, we are joined by Anastasia Arfanova from Latvia. She has 3+ years of experience in the people of field, and she immerses us in her global experience performing the role in a startup while going through a merge and acquisition transformation. You will hear about trust, human-centric approach, long-term relationships, and more. Happy learning. Hello, Anastasia. Thank you so much for being in our podcast and bringing such interesting and amazing topic today to our conversation today. But before we move on to the topic and have that conversation, would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Of course, sure. Hello, Laura. Thank you a lot for inviting me here today for this discussion. I'm happy to share my thoughts and insights about what my professional experience has been regarding this topic specifically and in general. As mentioned in my bio, I'm HR enthusiast with a very, so to say, people-centric approach, adapted steering organizational change and implementing innovative solutions for business success. I have joined the field not so long ago, almost 3 years only, but and have focused on people operations specifically, but despite the fact I'm not so long here, I have already figured out how I would like to develop myself further and what is the direction that interests me the most. And I would like to first say that, in my opinion, human resources is definitely one of the main functions of every business, because it specifically deals with people who form the culture and who form the end product of every business. So I find this topic specifically very, very crucial and important for every organization, because trust and transparency is something that creates the progress for everything and everyone. Today, I would like to actually speak not only as an HR professional, but also as an observer of HR processes, even before I ended up in HR, when I used to work as a specialist in other fields as well. And one of the perspectives I would like to discuss it from is change of transformation of the whole organization or its individual elements. Because I, as an observer of different elements inside the organization, even before I was an HR specialist, I actually find it very interesting how organizational changes when it comes to some global transformation and what are the processes behind this. So I'm very, very, I will be very happy to actually share it with you today. And maybe even before we start digging deeper into what are my personal insights, I would also like to mention one of my favorite quotes by Jack Welch, the former chairman and CEO of General Electric. I'm not sure whether everyone knows who that is, but just the short, to have a short understanding for everyone. And it sounds like this: trust happens when leaders are transparent. And what I mean by transparency is that people are actually aware of what is going on, of the procedures of different processes inside the organization, what is the main focus and main goals of the business for the foreseeable future, and also how is the company going to approach the change if transformation happens, and of course as well, how the change will affect the processes related to culture and employees specifically.
Yeah. It's, I hear you, like a lot of things coming to my mind. First, thank you for the introduction and also what you are going to talk today. I mean, trust and transparency are key, like you said, is key to everything that we do in life, because we are social human beings and we are social by nature. So we need to relate with other people at different levels. And at the same time, is how do we relate with them by building those kind of relationships that need to be based on truth as well and into transparency. So, yeah, I kind of, it's like I relate to that and I agree with that too. So is before we move into the insights and the experience, I would like to understand what is for you transparency and trust? What is the meaning of that for you?
Yeah, so the meaning of transparency for me is when I actually know what executives and leaders are doing and what are the main goals of the business. And when I actually know my role, and also one of the very important things is when I can voice my opinion and when I'm not taking for granted inside the organization, meaning that I'm valued. I do have my personal opinion about everything that is going on. I do understand my role and my position inside the organization. And I do understand I probably do not have such voice as someone that is at the executive level. However, I do have my opinion that I can voice, and we can actually discuss it, whether I don't like something and whether I do like something. And this is a very, very crucial thing because, as I mentioned, I have a very, very people-centric approach, and I believe we all should have it like this, because when it comes to any change, when it comes to something very transformative, something very global, then it's very, very important how people perceive this, because at the end, this will be people who will actually be facing the change and that will be trying to somehow adapt to it. And if they do not understand what is going on, it's not going to work. And this is what I have actually seen in different organizations. And unfortunately, I'm not in this field for like longer period and enough time to actually, and actually, I didn't have enough opportunity to have this global impact on this. But this is my current observation, and this is where I want to dig deeper currently, because I see there is no link. Well, the link is not as strong as I wanted it to be between the employees, the regular ones, and between the leadership executives and their ideas.
Thank you for sharing that. So what do you see related to transformation, on a global transformation? What do you see and what do you experience and your insight related to global transformations? And when it's come to strategy, when it's come to communication, when it's come to leadership and the relationship, and also when it's come to processes?
So do you mean, what is the transformation for me personally, or what was my observation of the transformation in general?
What was your observation from the transformation, of the transformation in a general perspective?
The general perspective of the transformation. So I've seen them quite a lot. And again, it wasn't only when I was an HR myself, because in HR, I only experienced one transformation, which was a very, very global thing when the company was actually acquired by another one, and the processes changed, like the whole process and the whole procedure of how organization deals with all the processes changed, and quite a lot. So when it came to values, we changed everything. When it came to different operational processes, different tools that we were using, we changed them. And I also was part of the processes in different organizations when I was more as an observer, as a regular employee, where organization changed just one or several processes. And of course, I would mostly like to speak about the global transformation that I experienced as an HR person myself, because it actually was something that was very new to me. And that was very, very, so to say, complex in terms of how we approached dealing with people strategy, how we approached the strategy in general, how we approached values. And it was a very, very interesting process, because we started from values, we started from the ground, from the base, and then we decided to build like the constructor of this process. And I believe the company is still in the process of figuring out how to end this process, but it was very, very interesting in terms of how the things are changing and how the people inside it are changing. Because for sure, when the procedures and different functions are changing, when teams are changing, when people are actually facing the change in their roles, it also comes to the change of the global environment and the culture. And what I actually faced was I joined one company, which was quite a small startup at the beginning. And then I ended up in the global organization with a lot of different processes inside, a lot of different people, a lot of different new roles that I haven't even seen before in the first organization that I joined. And this was very, very interesting to me.
So how do you consider the impact of that kind of transformation, I mean, the one that you experience, into the organizational culture and into every person that works in that organization?
Yes, in terms of culture, I would like to first mention that as we are speaking about the trust specifically and transparency, so when trust is in place and when people have the chance to actually voice their opinion and see what is going on and actually have the transparency behind everything, there is much more, so to say, this was my professional and personal observation, there was much more psychological safety that actually enabled people to take the risk to lean into those changes and to actually follow the leaders and executives without being afraid of it. And I experienced different situations, and my personal conclusion is that the less trust there is, the slower is the process of the change and the slower is the progress afterwards. Meaning that, again, the situations were quite different. The ones where trust was in place, the progress was very, very fast, and people adapted to all the changes in a very, very efficient way. However, I also was part of the process that wasn't so much focused on humans and was very much focused on financial side, on the opportunity to take the new markets, to open new products. And there, this process was a lot slower because people didn't really understand what was going on. They didn't have opportunity to voice their opinion, and executives and leaders didn't like have this plan for people strategy from the very beginning. So they haven't even thought about this, because it was, and I know this happens a lot in different organizations. I'm also speaking to other professionals and to my colleagues that actually say that this is one of the most crucial things, so to say, when you actually have the plan for people, the plan of how they will develop inside the organization after the change happens. And they actually say that this is very important. When we don't have this link when the change happens, then it can't be successful afterwards. and we start losing the personnel, we start losing good people, we actually start losing trust again, which is again very crucial for the processes after the change happens. And yes, again, the impact on the culture was very different. So I've seen organizations that actually did quite a lot in terms of this initial plan for people strategy. And in those organizations, it was very, very good thing because people adapted to this change very, very fast. And we actually made it to a very good conclusions. However, there were organizations where, unfortunately, there was so much chaos going on. There was so much behind the people strategy that was not in place at the moment of change. And it ended up that we actually lost many good people that were very crucial for the business. Their skills were very crucial. In general, there were, so to say, a very, very like senior people inside the company. And of course, when it comes to losing personnel and losing very valuable skills, it's a minus for every organization because it's, again, the resources that you should unfortunately have to find new people, to find good people, because the markets are very different. And especially the market I'm in, the Baltics, it's a very, very, so to say, I don't want to sound like I don't think that people here are not good enough. Of course they are. But if we are speaking, for instance, about like Great Britain, London, it's much more, much easier to actually find good specialists there. Because the market is bigger, people come from different countries, people come with different backgrounds, and here the market is much smaller. The market is more narrowed down in terms of roles that we have in sight. And of course, when speaking about, for instance, relocating people from other countries, it's also not the easiest thing because it again comes to financial costs, to different resources. That's why when change happens in the environment that I'm, for instance, currently in, it's very crucial to actually have this very strong link between what is the main goals of the business, what is the business strategy, and what is the people strategy, and what is the strategy for the human specifically. Yes, this is my observation about the culture. And in terms of how it was perceived by individual people, again, it was very different because there were people that it also comes to personal characteristics, in my opinion. There are people that are not willing to take the changes on the personal level as well. For instance, when it comes to changing the place of living, when it comes to changing, I don't know, some relationships, etc. And of course, for some of them, it's much harder than for others. But again, when there is trust, we can manage to do everything, even with people that feel themselves not comfortable with the changes. So it was a very, very different experience. And when I was part of the change, even before I was HR, it was very difficult for me to face the change. And I actually left the organization because I wasn't part of the HR myself. And I wasn't the one who could actually, so to say, have some voice. I was just the regular employee that didn't have the opportunity to see what is inside the change and what is behind the change, behind this idea. So I was just left with the idea that I was not valued enough and that executives and leadership didn't even think about me as a person inside the culture, inside the organization. So my personal decision was just to leave and not deal with this. But when I joined HR field, I actually understood what are the pillars behind this process and what does it take for HR specialist to actually build this process one by one, pillar by pillar. And this is very crucial and very important. And this is where I want to be and develop myself with them.
So, it's quite experience and quite also huge and impact observations. I want to ask you one question. What will you do different next time? What do you think that you can do different next time in similar situation?
Yeah, in a similar situation, I would definitely work more as a team with my HR team for sure, because we were focused too much on what the business will have at the end. And we also, we are not so much focused on what were the processes behind the people strategy. That's why we faced many different challenges. And in the end, I had to deal with some people on the personal level, which wasn't the best thing at that moment, because the business really had to focus on the global people strategy and how we implement changes and how people adapt to them. And I would definitely start planning in advance. I would start thinking from zero, how we want to see people, how we want them to perceive the values, the new values probably, how we want them to see the organization, what is our personal employer branding afterwards, after the change. And yes, I see that this is more of a plan to have beforehand. And because I believe that I at least tried to do my best when the change happened, and I so to say tried to save someone from this change, and to actually explain things on a very personal level. However, I believe this isn't the best way to do it, because the main idea and the main idea of the change should obviously come from the heads, from the executives, from the leadership. And the people operations as such, where I used to, that I used to be part of, I believe that they are more of the ones that implement the change and not communicate the change and not deal with the with how people actually perceive the change, but they are people who help to implement those changes, to that help to form the values, that help to, so to say, form the procedures, policies, that help to find new tools to use. But they are not the ones that should be communicating the global, the idea on the global level, and try to, so to say, find this link, because it definitely should come from the leadership, in my personal opinion. Probably this will, my thoughts will also change with some other experiences in the future. However, I think that HR is also very much about what leaders think of people and how they approach people strategy.
I mean, what I see, I mean, from your experience and from other experience, is sometimes is, I mean, I share with you this about already pre-plan different strategies, communications, and so on. And also it's important to understand what are the risks when you have a change, what are the risks when you are growing, when you are scaling up, and identifying, of course, they will evolve because everything evolves, but also understanding those risks, how can you mitigate, and what can you do if you don't have anything to mitigate those risks. So that is from my experience on different companies, and now that you share yours, because you were on a startup. Startups are huge and at the same time are small, So when they are start growing and they start to scale up, it's like, well, okay, this is the moment that we need to like formalize things if you haven't, and taking care of finance if you haven't, and okay, what can we do if we full scale and other companies wants to buy us because of the product that we deliver and so on. So those things are also need to be planned beforehand. I mean, from my experience, but I could be wrong, of course, but understanding actually what are the risks that are involved in every business, it helps you also with the planifications and to link with people of the strategy as well. Because as you said, it usually happens that you lose people with the right skills, with the right values, and important people for the business. So that is like very difficult to replace because we are human being and we are unique. So what each one of us brings to that role specific is on us. It's not about the role as is. So I wanted to ask you, how do you see the technology in all this? What is the role of technology when it comes to change? And what are like the impacts in a good way and in a bad way, if we could say so, on change?
Yeah, thank you a lot for this question, because this is actually the topic that really interests me a lot, and probably we can take it further, because I also have my personal project and I will explain a bit and more details afterwards. But yes, speaking about the technology, technology and the topic of HR is a very, very crucial thing in my opinion, especially nowadays, because it actually helps to so to say, get rid of some manual things and focus on the global side of all the processes and all the things behind them. I experienced quite a lot of processes and changes where I had to deal with things that I found not, so to say, relevant, and I didn't want to spend my time on that. And I actually would love to have technology at that time, but we didn't have the opportunity. The company didn't have financial resources to do this or anything else behind this. But I saw that we focused too much on irrelevant stuff rather than on the global strategy, on the global side of change and things. For instance, some document creation or like HRIS platform. In Baltics, some people still use like Excel sheets for recruiting or something, which is like, why do they do this? And when it comes to technology, especially in the times of change, I believe this is something that can help to adapt much faster, can help to create that transparency again, because it helps to collect all the information in one place. It doesn't matter whether this is an HRIS platform or whether this is something like, for instance, like some Confluence page or something that actually helps to state all the values, state everything, all the procedures and all the policies that we have inside the company. And I believe it actually helps to operate in a much more efficient way and to focus on more on bigger things, on how to deal with strategy, on how to deal with relationships between people. And HR people and HR specialists are not about thinking of manual stuff. And everyone, I believe, of course, not everyone, but I see many people that still believe that HR is more of administrative specialist, and I find it very, very sad for myself, because I see HR as a very strategic role, and as I mentioned in the very beginning, it is something that is very crucial for business, because we actually deal with culture and with people that form our product, that form our organization, that form how we appear on the market. And this is not about losing time on some tasks. Of course, we still every HR technology is operated by someone that is very smart in different HR topics when it comes to manual tasks as well, or when it comes to employment law or anything else. But I believe that we currently have enough resources to actually see some very good platforms that help to actually manage tasks in a much more efficient way, to probably free up some time to something more important than creating some documents for hours or collecting some information or change some information. Something the technology, the HR technology, shouldn't be something managed only by HR people. It can be managed by everyone inside the organization. The processes can be created by HR, but then we can use the platform altogether. We can see the accesses, we can manage the accesses for different roles and for different positions, but we still can operate inside this altogether. And yes, again, when it comes to trust, we can voice our opinion and we can actually implement new changes inside the technology as well. And yes, as I mentioned, when it comes to change, it's much easier when you do have the right technology to actually collect everything, all the information and everything that we change inside the organization, to actually give it to the employee as a handbook, as a guideline to how we are operating currently. And I'm obviously one of the people who thinks that innovations and innovative solutions in HR in terms of technology is a must. I'm also dealing and currently creating a platform myself, and I'm personally very, very proud of it and of the idea in general.
You can do like simple tasks and repetitive tasks or simple tasks to give to the technology to do it, because there are different ways, different resources, free resources. Then you have upgrade the resources and so on. On the other hand, just to focus on the important things such as strategy and pain, how do you deal with that side? And then how do we see the connection right now between the three things? It's people, technology, and processes. How do you see that triangle?
In the topic of change specifically, or?
Technology, from your technology, from your personal experience, from your project right now, and from a change perspective as well.
Technology, change, and people, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So the first thing is definitely to come up with a change in what we want to see. So if we try to understand what is the place of each pillar that you mentioned currently inside the organization, then the first thing is obviously to create the idea of the change and to actually define what we want to see after the change happens. Afterwards, these are definitely the processes that we want to see, how we want to approach people operations, what will be the employee cycle after the change happens, what we want to implement, what are the new processes that we want to see. Probably there are many organizations, and I was also one I was also part of the organization that did some change, and we actually had many new different processes behind employee cycle that we didn't have before the change happened. And so first, this is the idea of change. Then it's the idea of the processes, of the new processes that will come from this change. And afterwards, we try to find the relevant technology that will actually help us to implement all those new processes and to actually reflect this new idea of the change. So the first place would be the cultural changes again, the processes behind it, and the relevant technology. Because when it comes to the topic of technology and what I also, what is the idea behind my project, is that I don't like it when people and businesses need to adapt to the technology and not vice versa. I really enjoyed it. Enjoy it when we have our own processes, when we have the business, when we have our own values and procedures, and we actually find the technology that we can link to our processes and to our KPIs, to our values, etc. And what I found in the places and in organizations where I was working before is that all the people had to spend time on understanding the technology, on understanding what is behind this technology. And in almost every technology that I've seen, and it doesn't matter whether this is technology for recruiting, learning development, I don't know, people operations, etc. I've seen that there are always processes that the business doesn't need. So for instance, I see the technology, we decide to actually spend resources, to spend the money of the company on that. But then after some time, we see that we don't like something that this platform offers, or we don't like some specific pillars, and we don't need them actually, but we still have them and we can't get rid of them. That's why in my personal project, one of the main idea is the construction of the process from the initial stage, from zero, that you can actually build the process for your own business needs, that you don't actually need to face what the organization, the technology, the business is offering you, but you rather create your own one, which is a very, very interesting idea, but we will see in the end whether people like it or not.
I would love to, because it's like you have like, yes, you have that kind of different like technologies. Or I mean, you go to the market and you will see a ton of them, and then that is what happens. It's like a full closed package, and you then use a lot of things because they don't fully adapt to what you need. And then you have other ones that they say you can customize it. Yes, into a certain point, but then it depends on each one. Okay, I like what I see, but I actually don't like. So yeah. So I would love to see that. Your project.
I will have a different podcast and by the end of February, I guess, where I actually will dig deeper into what the platform will be about. And yes, probably I will share the link with you as well.
Would be great. Thank you. I mean, just to understand that. Please go on.
Yeah.
So, can you, because you were saying about your project when it's come to the technology, is that you can build from zero, I mean, from scratch. So what do you think that something like this to any type of organization will impact on the day-to-day business and also when it comes to the long-term goals of the organization?
Well, first of all, it would definitely help to again focus very much on the business side, focus very much on the strategy, so we don't have to spend time on some very simple tasks. We don't have to spend time on actually seeing what we don't want to see and facing what we don't need. So when it comes to construction, it can be in both sides. For instance, we have a startup that doesn't have any HR processes in place for the moment, so they would be able to construct it from zero. For instance, in my opinion, one of the main pillars that every business should start with is recruiting, for sure, because we first recruit people and afterwards we deal with them as people operations, learning development, engagement, motivation, etc. And as well, the second part is the global organizations that actually want to implement some changes, that actually want to implement some new processes, new procedures, and again they can build the process from zero. And I probably forgot to mention that this will be the platform, and actually the prototype is in place already, which is based on AI, which is a very, very wow topic of 2024, yeah. and probably in all the future years as well. And it will actually help to guide the business through the process and to actually give some hints on how to do better for your needs, specifically for your KPIs, for your specific change or what you want to implement. So because currently, again, when I see technologies, and probably I've not seen every technology on the market for sure, I've seen just probably like 5% or even less, but when I see a technology, I always have a question: why do I need to adopt my business processes to this technology and not vice versa? And so with the technology that I'm currently trying to develop, it will be more of a tool to help to focus on business needs, to focus on the relevant global tasks rather than focusing on simple tasks. And also this would actually help people who are probably, for instance, I know, and I'm the person that doesn't come from the legal, with the legal background. For instance, it was quite a hard time for me to actually deal with employment law when I first joined the human resources field. And this would actually be the platform that would help companies to do things right on a legal level. Of course, I'm not saying that we are trying to replace good specialists, trying to somehow get rid of relevant HR specialists, and of course not. We are just trying to help them to focus on more crucial things, on more probably complex situations, because I personally also have dealt quite a lot with conflict situations when I actually have to implement a lot of different laws in terms of employment. I have to deal with many different processes at once. So the platform would really help to focus on relevant things, would help to get rid of simple tasks, and also would be as a very, very nice guideline of how to deal with the complex solutions, with complex changes. And I believe that artificial intelligence in general in the topic of HR is a very, very powerful element. And I would not love to see people that they create platforms to actually get rid of good HR specialists, to get rid of good legal people inside the organization, because every technology, every HR technology should be still managed by very powerful people with very powerful knowledge behind HR. Mm-hmm. However, this would be just a very nice addition to their knowledge that would help to actually focus on more strategic things and more global things.
Great. Like, thank you for sharing that insight. It's like very interesting because there are some myths around AI, not just related with HR, but in general. So it's great that you bring us your insight and observation. So thank you so much for that. So if we have to like summarize our conversation, what will you say around this, about change, about trust, leadership, and people focus? What will you say about that?
So I believe this is the question more about my, so to say, like learning from everything and summary from everything. And I believe one of the main learnings from my experience, however, it wasn't big enough. And it's definitely that companies and the people driving the change should never think that people will accept everything and shouldn't be taking them for granted, meaning that we need to create transparency, we need to create trust, because first, as I mentioned, the first quote, it's first transparency and then it's trust that comes from transparency that leaders spread, the executive spread, the HR spread inside the organization. And we have to actually find and use all the possible resources to actually spread the transparency. So we have trust and we have people who want to go with this change, who want to lean into the change and who still decide to stay inside the organization when the change happens. And for that, we for sure should not only focus on the business side of every change, on, again, financial profits, opportunities for new markets and products. However, to also build a clear plan for people and their strategy of how we inform people of what change means to them and what changes how change will affect their the whole employee cycle, how change will affect their role, how change will affect their relationships between executives and regular employees, as well as their own relationship between employees. And we have to use as many tools and as many resources as possible to actually to create the trust, because trust isn't something that is that comes naturally. Trust is something that is created by people, again, and of course by leadership. And unfortunately, yes, I see quite a lot of people that want to see good people that trust in the organization, trust in this change, trust their ideas, but they don't want to spread the transparency, or they don't want to spend time on focusing on the transparency and on actually creating the sense of trust. Yes, with this discussion, I wanted to just remind everyone how important that is to spread the transparency and trust. And what is the additional, so to say, tools and resources that we can use to actually have this plan for people, because for sure we recruit people not to lose them, and that's why when we implement change, I believe we should definitely focus on keeping them inside the company and making them feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Anastasia, for sharing your insight and your experience. I mean, it is a wow experience like you have. So Yeah, thank you so much for this. I hope to hear more about your personal project for sure. My last question right now is, where do people reach out to you so also they can learn about your personal project?
Where do they reach out to me? They can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I believe it's
Yes,
something I have.
we will add it into the episode description for sure. But just to have it here as well, so people also listening are listening to where they can reach you in case they want to come.
Yes, so first of all, it's my LinkedIn, Anastasia Ivanova. Please add me as a friend there. For sure, it's an email, and I can. I'm always available almost on every social media, so you will find myself in like everywhere. But I try to do as much as possible on LinkedIn, and I'm actually currently in the search of the new role. So you can hear quite a lot from me, but I believe that currently the main platform would still be LinkedIn, and yes, so you will hear me from there. And yes, please reach out to me in case you have any questions, and I would actually love to participate in different projects that probably deal with change or implementation of new of different new processes inside the organization. So currently this is my passion and where I want to develop myself further.
Great. Thank you so much, Anastasia, once again. And I hope that we talk soon again. Until then. Take care and see you soon.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks to everyone who makes these podcasts possible. In particular, thanks to the guest speakers and to you who are on the other side listening. If you liked it and were able to learn something new today, we invite you to share it with your entire network. We also invite you to subscribe to our different channels to follow our latest news. If you are interested in being part of these series, you can apply by clicking on the link that is in the general presentation of the podcast. Until next time.
A special thanks to the boys, Kashis Wadhwani.